Water leaders in Arizona are trying to get to yes on a deal that deals with drought. This comes after a year of disagreement and anxiety over the future of Colorado River policy. And as KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports, the rest of the basin is watching intently.
First, a brief recap. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey held a series of meetings last year on water. Some people criticized their secrecy. Secret or not, the meetings ended in a stalemate between the state's Department of Water Resources and the Central Arizona Project, the agency that brings river water to the Phoenix and Tucson areas. The legislative session produced no results on water. A pair of impatient, angry letters came in from the upper basin. Progress was frozen. Time to reboot. Now, state water leaders have been talking for about a month, and federal officials will visit Tempe next week for a briefing on the Colorado River. The two people steering the ship are Tom Buschatsky, the director of water resources, and Ted Cook, who runs the CAP.
On the one hand, I don't want to say that the only reason that Tom and I are embarking on this initiative is because we've been pressured to do so by folks. On the other hand, I don't want to say it's a complete coincidence of timing.
The pressure from outside Arizona, Buschatsky said, isn't do this or else, but a reminder that negotiations are way better than, say, lawsuits.
When the states moved with the federal government into that paradigm, away from let's have a bunch of big fights and litigation, we better control their own destiny.
Fights and litigation would only delay a coordinated response to continued high temperatures and slipping water levels in Lake Mead and Lake Powell. The entire region is eager to sign a so-called drought contingency plan, a deal that would give users more flexibility in preparing for drier times. The other states are mostly waiting on Arizona.
The situation in Arizona is a topic of a lot of discussion in the Upper Basin.
Jim Lockhead is the CEO of Denver Water, that city's water utility. He said Arizona's internal conflict has led to political problems in Colorado.
It puts pressure on Denver Water as a municipal utility, taking water out of the Colorado River, and it exacerbates historic animosities and relationships between Western Colorado and Denver Water.
Lockhead sent a letter to the Central Arizona Project in April threatening to pull out of a program to conserve water unless the lower basin made real progress on its plan. Shortage is so imminent, California has even agreed to take reductions, something the current rules don't require it to do. Pat Mulroy was a longtime water leader in Nevada and is now at UNLV.
And you have to ask yourself, given the position that you are in, why would you let that opportunity go by?
But before it can sign a lower basin plan, Arizona needs its own internal deal. To get to yes, Buschatsky and Cook say they'll have to avoid letting side issues divert the talks. After all, there are plenty of main dishes to chew over. One is what to do about farmers in central Arizona who would take a big hit under the current rules. Ted Cook.
And how do we find a way to make things less painful for them? Not completely painless, but less painful.
Another big issue, who gets to decide when certain conserved water stays on Lake Mead? Tom Buschatsky, then Cook.
And who makes that decision on whether the water stays in the lake or not is still under discussion, I would say.
Under discussion?
Yeah, we'll work it out. We will work that out.
It's a negotiation, after all. Buschatsky characterized his task this way.
Defined a collective way to create a package where everyone is better off with the package, even though there might be individual pieces of that package that they might not particularly like 100%.
By rebooting negotiations, Arizona gets another chance at writing something it can live with. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Phoenix.